Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
And here is something that I never thought would be said on this podcast, but here we go.
You're kissing it, and the alpaca really looks like it's into it as well. It's like the cutest photo. So that photo, yeah, spot on. It makes me feel happy. Makes me think that I'd like to spend time with someone who kisses alpacas. So that is winning.
Hello and welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. I'm Phil, she's Jane, and today we are joined by Saskia Nelson. Saskia is the founder and head creative for Hey Saturday, a photography company for all your dating profile needs. Plus, for every photo shoot they sell, a tree gets planted in Ethiopia. On today's episode, why the photos are important. What makes a great photo? The weird world of dating, dating disasters, into the ick of it, and a special segment where Saskia has set us a challenge. So hi, Saskia, and welcome.
Hi, Saskia.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to the special challenge.
Yes,
me too.
So Saskia, can you first of all tell us a story about behind Hey Saturday?
Yeah, basically I did online dating for a long time. Pretty much almost 10 years, I would say, on and off. Not all the time, but and so when I came to setting up my photography business, I wanted to specialise, niche, you know, as kind of makes sense for business. And I reflected back on my online dating days, and basically because I'm a visual person and I was working at Sky at the time in the comms department, I kind of recognised the importance in Sky, like they just use a massive photo when they want to like market something, a really strong, powerful photo that catches your eye, really, really makes you stop in your tracks and look at it. And they might have three words with that photo, like believe in better or something. And I was just like, wow, okay, imagine if you translated that to a dating profile, how like powerful that could be, rather than like the usual shoddy, blurry photos and then loads and loads of copy that no one ever reads. So we kind of grew out of that basically. And this was back in 2013. So I did the research and no one was doing it anywhere in the world. And I thought that's kind of odd, because to me it made so much sense. And I don't know if it's because I was a visual person, I was thinking, is this just not kind of occurring to other people? Well, I'm going to give it a go. So I did that. And then at the beginning, it was this slog. Like the first year was this hard slog of like no one Googling it because it wasn't a thing. And me having to, I was like blogging across all the dating apps and things like that, going, hey, this is a thing. You can get on this and you can be ahead of the curve, because if everyone else is using rubbish photos, but you're not, you're really going to stand out. So from that, it kind of grew and grew. And then we kind of exploded a year later when I got some press. And and then I expanded to the States as well. So it's been busy times. I don't shoot anymore now because I'm so busy running the actual business. But hey.
Because you're based over in LA and London, aren't you? You've got places, both places. Yeah. Is there any difference within the photo styles, would you say, between the photos that get taken over in LA compared to the photos in London, for example?
Yeah, they're way cooler in LA.
I am so jealous.
No, I mean, I love signing off the LA photos, but I love spending time over there. And yeah, life looks happier, brighter, sunnier, you know, that we get beach pics, like tropical palm trees, a lot of surfers. So we get lots of surfing pics, people with their surfboards. So I get a lot of kind nice. Of like envy when I'm signing those off, sadly. But and we do New York pics as well. Those are that's one of our biggest markets actually, in New York. And those are a different vibe altogether. We do quite a lot of locations in Brooklyn, so we get like lots of really quite cool Brooklyn people, you know.
That's cool.
Really nice. And then the Manhattan shoots as well are really cool as well.
Our
London shoots are equally cool. I love those as well. So they're all good. It's about the people. Yeah, it's about the people, not the location. So, you know, it's when people come to us, bring in their full, you know, authentic selves with them, then it's like a great opportunity. It's like really fun to see them loosening up and going for it in front of the lens. Mm-hmm.
And Saskia, what would you say makes a great photo?
Well, a great photo is one that tells people who you are, mm-hmm. and kind of shows people what it would be like to date you, to spend time with you, kind of the power of photos is in the storytelling. So if you can kind of tell your story through your photos and tell it visually, like it's really powerful.
Yeah.
So we're trying to help people create photos that are emotionally compelling and also visually. So the visually compelling means that people are stop and take notice. And then the emotionally kind of compelling is the bit where when they're looking at the photos, they feel like they're connecting, or they mm-hmm. feel good. They feel happy. Just something in the photo makes them feel something.
Absolutely.
So you're connecting with them in kind of those visual ways. So I guess like now it's not enough just to connect, like to get their attention visually. But if you can crank it up a level and then kind of connect with them on some other level, hence the challenges that I set you mm-hmm. when we get to that later, then I think you're really starting to kind of nail down like the best photos.
But
we kind of see our photos as a series, so 5 to 6 photos, which is the kind of optimum kind of number of photos you should have. If you have too few, people get suspicious and they're like, why they've got like 1 or 2 photos, what's up with them? And then if you have like 10 photos, or you know, that kind of number, then but basically you're giving them loads of reasons to find, you know, not to date you, because there's just more opportunity to find fault with your photos.
Yeah.
I think one thing that people don't realise is that people are usually looking for your best photo and your worst one. Mm-hmm. and so make sure that your worst one is still awesome, 100%, you love it.
They're better than everyone else's.
Basically, because it's always the worst photo that you have is the one that makes them decide whether to connect with you or not, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Make sure they're all on fire. So 5 to 6, you know, 4 to 6 is the kind of optimum number. So if you can make sure that they're all working really hard for you and they all have a role to play, that may be, you may be thinking, what does that mean? But having a role to play, so maybe their job is to stand out and grab attention, mm-hmm. or so maybe there's lots of bright color in it, or maybe there's something in the photo that makes someone want to reach out, or maybe their job is to make you feel good, make you feel happy, or maybe their job is to tell people something really interesting about you. So or maybe their job is just to make you look really, really hot, you know. So if each photo is, you know, doing something valuable, adding value to the set, and hopefully the whole set together will give people a real insight into who you are. So they should together provide this snapshot at a glance. People can say, oh, right, this person looks really cool. They look like, you kind of want them to look like you're leading your best life, you know. Mm-hmm. But and the only thing wrong with it is maybe you're not in it, but you know, my favorite, I need someone in it, there's a gap in my life, but other than that, like I'm living my best life. So and that's where I think a lot of dating experts are talking around, like doing the kind of work, like the inner work, because mm-hmm. if you're not in your best place in life, then you know, it's going to be really hard to meet someone and connect with them.
Yeah.
And I imagine that's a topic that you guys cover a lot in your podcasts, as you know, anyway.
It's about two halves making a whole when you shouldn't. It should be two holes coming together rather than two halves.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you need to have your shit together in life, right? Like before you start.
Massively.
Especially with something like falling in love, because if you're in a bad place, and then you meet someone else, it's either they're going to be in a bad place, or when you get in a good place, they're going to be like, what is this? You know, this isn't mm-hmm. what I wanted. So, yeah. So basically, like, and I think when you first meet someone, like your life is really aspirational, right? You're, you know, you're not doing the Netflix maybe with sweaty underpants and, you know, you kind of dress up and make the effort. Well, so the same, do the same in your profile photos. So we are showing our most aspirational self in the photos, ideally, rather than the, you know, dirty washing on the bed behind me, or, you know,
there's been
in the
a few
bathroom.
Photos like that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, what I find like the most frustrating thing is when a person just puts one picture up and they've got no bio, and you're like, what can I go with? Because if they're attractive, you're like, nothing. I want to chat, but then they've not made effort. So you're thinking, do you know what? I actually don't want to match you because you've made no effort with photos, no effort with bio. It's quite frustrating.
Yeah, they're not giving you anything to work with, are they? Yeah. So it kind of makes you think, well, how serious are you about, or, you know, that to me says they only want to connect superficially. And if you're on there trying to find something deeper, then that's not going to work for you. Yeah. You need something to work with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And on that note, about what are some bad examples of photos that you have seen? And I'm hoping that one comes up that, like, every woman says that I know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, a specific example from my dating days that jumped into my head, and I've never been able to shake it. I don't know why it's, you know, maybe it's not that bad, but for me, I really didn't like it. And it was basically this guy on a couch, and aesthetically, the couch was really bad. There were loads of, like, shopping bags, you know, like, just full of what looked like rubbish around. Wow. And then he's on the couch, and in one hand he had a beer, and then in the other he had, like, a baby.
What?
And I was just like, oh my God. Like, I was just like, I don't even know what's happening here. Like, babies and beer don't really mix. No. It just gave me way too much information about him that I was just like, that is not a man I want to date.
Yeah.
Whether it was his baby or not, like, why have you got a baby in the photo? It's kind of like pimping out someone's baby, your own baby, even worse, someone else's baby.
It's not the same as a puppy, is it? Like, a puppy, it's like, there we go, cute puppy. Whereas the baby, it's like, no, they didn't choose to be in this picture.
Babies shouldn't be on dating apps.
Absolutely not.
And I'm pretty sure the mother of that baby is probably horrified to think it's on Tinder or something. You know, it's just like, ugh, not the place. So yeah, that was a particularly bad one. And then there's, you know, the serial killer shots. That was probably, so back in the day, lots of men were using webcams to take their photos. Not really sure why. And anything like that, where it's just a man, a lens, and not a lot else, and he's just staring into it. It just gives people the creeps. And I saw a lot of those. And in fact, I would say that photo is probably the one that made me start thinking, how can this go better? Maybe I need to set up a business that addresses this, because that is so messed up. And then group shots, I really hate those. I mean, for me, I have face blindness. So that's actually a problem for me, because I cannot tell someone's face that I've just seen out of a group. And there's quite a lot of people who do have face blindness, so that is an issue. But anyway, face blindness aside, like, that is such a waste of an opportunity. That is a photo that is not working hard for you. That is a photo that's a complete cliche and that everyone has and no one really pays attention to. So, yeah, that is probably one of my, like, top, like, don't photos.
I'm a little bit happy right now because I know what photos are coming up later.
Stop.
What about the fish? The fish.
The fish.
Oh, God. The fish. I mean, why? Who wants dead animals or insects or fish or anything in their shot? No,
I mean, it seems to be a big thing, but I'm like,
does.
I've never
Especially
been fishing.
It seems to be a big thing. It's definitely a big thing in the States. And it's that whole mine's bigger than, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It reminds me of, like, the ones with men with cars as well. Like, it's kind of like, I've got a flash car and I'm going to be in it with, you know, I'm going to be in the photo with my car. It's kind of like you need something.
They're overcompensating for something.
Yeah. So
I'll say it.
But yeah. But fish are not sexy. Fish. Think about, you know, what looks good on a dating app, and yeah, that is not it. Not
so
sexy.
Saskia.
Stay away from fish.
The weird world of dating.
This segment is called The Weird World of Dating, where we give our guests two statements, and all they've got to do is figure out the truth and figure out the lie and tell us the reasons why. So now we have the weird world of dating. So what we do is we have two statements. I'll be giving one, Jane will be giving the other. One's the truth, one's a lie. And all Saskia has to do is tell us which one and why. Who's a poet and didn't know it?
Oh my God.
So if Jane wants to give her statement first.
Saskia, we've got here, love can literally make you crazy. And Phil has the next statement,
which is your soulmate is predetermined. So which one do you think is the truth and which one do you think is a lie and why?
Oh my God. Okay.
You can talk through your reasonings and stuff before the answer.
Okay. Can you say, so love can make you crazy, was it?
Yep, love can literally make you crazy.
Love can literally make you crazy. Well,
or your soulmate is predetermined.
Okay, well, I think that second one is, I call bullshit to that. I don't believe in that.
So you call your soulmate is predetermined?
I don't know. I think that's a lie. Yes.
And what's your reasoning behind that? Why do you think?
Because predetermined. Well, by who? No, it can't be. Because I think you change and grow as a person. And so I know I have. So my soulmate in whatever's quote marks when I was younger would be someone completely different to who I'm with now, for example. So I would call bullshit to that because, as a person, I choose to grow and change.
And you would be correct. So it says, many people dream of finding a perfectly matched partner at the outset of their search. The truth is, we don't meet, but become each other's soulmate as a result of a happy and harmonious marriage. Apparently, maybe not a marriage, it's up to people. Furthermore, out of billions of people living on this planet, there are surely more than one who could be your other half. It is beyond argument that a couple's core values should match, but a long-standing love and mutual respect, in spite of all obstacles, will make you feel like you have a soulmate by your side.
Exactly. Because literally, I've thought many times, I've dated a lot of people, as I mentioned earlier, and there've been lots of people, not lots, but there've been quite a few that I could imagine could be my soulmate, again, in quote marks, I was using quote marks. But like the timing was off or whatever. And so, you know, the reason we didn't get together was the timing was off. And so, but that doesn't mean they weren't right for me if the timing hadn't been off. It's just when we connected, the timing was off. So yes, I got that right.
So Jane, do you want to give the one that is actually correct and the reasoning behind it?
Yes. Yeah, so love can literally make you crazy. And the reason for that is love can lead to serious infatuation. So it's got the same levels of serotonin that bring about the infatuation, which are found in those with obsessive compulsive disorder, which is an anxiety disorder. So this is probably why you cannot seem to think of anyone else when you have fallen in love.
There I was going to say, when you said that, I thought, yeah, it's literally made me crazy at times. So, yeah, I'm feeling that. And thank you for the science behind it now.
No worries.
The best place to date.
This segment is called The Best Place to Date. Our guests are from all over the world, and we're going to ask them where was the best place that they ever went on a date and the reasons why. We are going to go because Saskia's lived in LA, she's lived in London, I think she's going to Spain, so we are going to find out, where's the best place that you've ever had a date? It could be with your current partner. It could be when dating. It could be with friends, like the best place wherever. And yeah.
It was so hard.
You can pick a few if you want. It's fine.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, one of my favorites was in Ibiza, and it was my birthday, and my partner booked a really nice restaurant, like Asian fusion, and we have the scooter to get there, and then And then we, and it's just really fun, like driving. And it was in the middle of the, island. So we had to drive for miles on this scooter, and it was so romantic. And then I had this lovely meal. I think it is, what's it called? Bam Buddha. I think it's quite a famous one. It's outdoors and just beautiful. And then we drove down to the beach. You know, it was just, I just love that. I love the Ibiza.
Yeah, it sounds very dreamy.
Yeah, it was like, you know, wind in your hair, like warm, romantic. Yeah, I really love that. But we've been on loads of other dates as well. I loved one we had in San Francisco, and it involves, like, you know, the what's that thing that travels?
the tram trip.
And yeah, it was, that was awesome. And another beautiful restaurant. I think there's a theme there. I like my food.
Who doesn't like food?
Yeah. And then one that didn't involve food was in Bergen, actually, Norway. And it's the same partner, and we went on a boat trip like into the fjords, or that I totally recommend that as a date. It's so beautiful, and yeah, it's just stunning scenery. And you know, Norway's not somewhere, you know, that you go every day, is it? So
no.
So that's a good one. And then one in London, one of my favorite dates in London, which wasn't with my boyfriend, it was a first date, and I was so blown away by it. He basically said that he had tickets for Erykah Badu, and it was in Brixton Academy. And at the time I was kind of like, oh, Erykah Badu, I liked her stuff, but I kind of thought of her as background music, I think, because she's kind of slow vibe. And then I went to see her, and I was like, oh my God, she's literally the coolest person on the planet. And it blew me away. She was incredible. And that date was, I was just like, I can't believe he didn't know who I was. He was just
saying, I love that.
I had these tickets tonight. Would you be up for it? And I live near Brixton. And so I was like, yeah, all right. It's a lot of pressure on a first date, but oh my God, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really cool. So he got his best date.
So we have four places to date now.
I love it.
So if you're in Norway, San Francisco, Ibiza, or London, you have an option.
The special guest segment. Lights,
camera, action. This is the special guest segment because, hey, who doesn't like to make a guest feel special by giving them their own segment? Just listen and find out. It's great. Now we are on to the special guest segment. Strike a pose. I think that's what I'll call it.
I like it.
So Saskia set us a challenge of taking... she gave us three categories, and I'll let Saskia explain the categories as they come. And she's basically going to judge to see whose is better, mine or Jane, out of the three categories. And we are both very competitive. So
we are very competitive. But now that I've heard what you've spoke about so far, I feel like I'm going to fail badly.
Oh, well, yeah, I did wonder if it would have been useful for you to hear me burble on before you did the challenge, but no. Okay, that's pretty exciting.
So if you want to tell us the first category.
So the first category, something intriguing about you that makes me want to ask a question. So this was, this is what I've been talking about. Like, you want to give people an opportunity. You want to give them something that says something about who you are and makes people want to reach out. So that was your challenge.
Now going to show you the first photos. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
There we go. Can you see those okay?
Okay, I can.
So basically for our listeners...
have a look.
Yep, on the left we have... so we've got a picture of Phil in his podcast environment, and then there's a picture of myself with my book.
Okay. I can't, I'm trying to read what that says on your, Phil, on yours.
On mine. Oh, that was the place where I got it took. Probably should have edited that out.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of intrigued, but I'm a bit stuck with the lighting so bad that you've kind of let yourself down there, I would say, because it's so dark. I can't see what you're doing.
Yep.
Enough it's not enough to make me want to go, what are you doing? Because it's just so dark. So if that had like a ring flash on it, a bit of light, and I could see what it was. So that's your mic, right? Is it?
Yes. Yeah. That's the mic.
From here, I can't see it very well. So yeah, I can't see the mic. I could just see the equipment in front of you. So that has a lot of potential, Phil, but you need better lighting. Because so this is something important, like poor quality photos attract poor quality dates. Okay. So remember that you need good quality photos, and good quality is a good, you need good lighting for good quality, because straight away, it gives you more kind of pixels for a start, so you can start to show who you are. Now the photo of Jane, I'm liking that.
Oh, thank the lighting, you.
The lighting is sorry, I'm getting distracted by the lighting, but
my lack of lighting and Jane's perfect lighting.
The lighting, by the way, everyone, is very pretty. It's like bouncing off her hair. It's quite beautiful. Okay, so you're holding a book in front of you, and I'm going to have to lean in. Can't see what it is.
So that's my own book that I published this year.
Oh, hello. I love it.
This book.
Yes. Can I just give you a round of applause?
Thanks, Saskia.
Because a guy is going to go, or a woman, whoever you're trying to attract, is going to go, oh my God, what's that she's holding? I know, I'll ask her. And then you're going to come back with, oh, it's my book that I published this year. Boom, you've got a great conversation going there. I love it.
Sorry, Phil. I'm really sorry.
Sorry, Phil. But Phil,
this round goes.
If you'd had better lighting, I'd have been all over that, because obviously a mic and equipment is like really interesting. So yeah, you just let yourself down a bit with the light there.
I'm going to blame that photographer that took it.
Yeah, blame the photographer. Great concept though, Phil. So yeah.
So it's 1-0 to Jane currently, and she's celebrating like yay. So we'll go for the second category, which the second category was something that lets Saskia know what matters to you, or what you're into or passionate about, that differentiates you to other people. And are we all ready for the big reveal?
Yes.
Let's hope I got this in order.
Bring it.
There we go.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This is where I feel that I'm going to go downhill with, because you already mentioned that group pictures are a no-no. But I wanted to show that I have friends and that I love hiking, and I don't actually have a picture of me on my own hiking. So I'd love to know your feedback on this.
And mine's me kayaking.
Okay, I think Phil is going to be the winner hands down on this one, because that is, kayaking is cool. I want to know, like, that is interesting. It's not something you see every day. It's quite a thin shot for some reason, but if I could see more of it, but it's a beautiful shot. You've got like the lighting reflected from underneath him, and then it's light behind him.
But so, Saskia, look at the scenery in my picture. Look how beautiful.
But which one are you?
Yeah,
that's the problem. It's got beautiful scenery. Sorry, is that phone from me?
It's all right.
No, okay. You've got, I'll give you the scenery. I like it, but I don't know. I'm so confused right now. Like, I'm so confused because of my face blindness. I'm just like, it's information overload. But really, it's the group shot thing. You don't need to tell people that you've got friends, I don't think, necessarily. People are going to assume you have friends.
If
when you start dating them, they'll meet your friends. If you don't have friends, then it's kind of lying anyway. But people are going to meet your friends. Everyone assumes everyone has friends. It's just, you know. So I don't think you need friends in the shot. Now, if that had been you on your own, I would have been way more into that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it wasn't.
But I love the kayaking shot. I think, that rocks.
So okay. I think it's one all. And one I all. Just want to thank Wayne for taking that photo.
Well done, Wayne. Big ups to Wayne. Yeah. Have work for Hey Saturday.
And then Jane,
the final one.
The final category is the decider.
So this is one all now, right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the final category was something that makes you laugh, feel happy, want to spend time with you. So, Phil, do you want to reveal the final pictures?
Yeah, yeah. We need to see Saskia's reactions when she sees these. So, are you ready?
Okay.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
So, my photo is when I dressed up for my Love Island reels.
Oh, my God.
Jane's photo is her kissing an alpaca.
Oh,
look at the alpaca kissing me.
Okay.
Which one made you laugh more, though?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say that my eye was drawn to Phil's photo. Phil's photo. Just because it's a lot of information overload going on here. But yes, my eye went straight to Phil's, I will say that. But I love the alpaca photo as
Thank
well.
You. Because
who doesn't love alpacas? And it's
I
so
know.
Cute. Exactly. It's so cute because you've got like this pink woolly hat on and you're kissing it. And the alpaca really looks like it's into it as
yeah.
well. It's like the cutest photo. So that photo, yeah, spot on. It makes me feel happy. Makes me think that I'd like to spend time with someone who kisses alpacas, so that is winning. Phil's photo,
nobody wants to spend time with that.
you made me laugh and that is you, yeah. And even though I was expecting like something like I don't know what, I still was like, whoa, okay. So yeah, your photo was good, it made me laugh. I'm thinking one all there. Is that allowed?
What, you're going to give us? It's a competition. We're competitive. God. You can't do this. You've got to choose one of us.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to have to say Phil's got the edge of that
I'll never hear the...
slightly, though.
Saskia, I'll never hear the end of this.
No. We're gonna create competitions for all of our guests now.
And that said, I love the alpaca shot. Thank you. My only issue with it is the somebody behind you, but that's me. I'm a date photographer. I like my clean backgrounds.
Yeah,
I'd have kicked them out of the way. Like, you just want you and the alpaca and that beautiful
Perfect.
Kiss, that moment. I love it.
Thank you.
That's amazing. We will share all these on Instagram, so you can see all our photos and see my winning photos right there. So, yeah, not. I'm being humble in
see
my
what
win, obviously.
Ask people what they think. See if any.
I will.
Yeah,
people
true.
Might put them on polls. They might disagree. They might go for the alpaca.
They may.
The opening line awards.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. Our presentation will begin shortly.
This segment is called the Opening Line Awards. We have searched high and low on the internet to find the most cringy chat-up lines.
We have one more secret segment that we haven't wrote down, and we created this the other day, and it's called the Opening Line Awards. So we're searching for the worst opening line on the planet. So we've scoured the internet, we've got our followers to send them in, and how we basically do this is we just vote for which one we think's the worst and go from there. And now I just need to find them all. Where are these? Sorry.
I'm loving your fun segments. It's a fun podcast, this.
Always like to make a fun podcast.
A lot of times it can be, you know, a bit dry, but this is fun. It's making me think, but I like it.
Thanks, Saskia.
So we will have... we'll have three opening lines, and then what we need to do is we need to basically vote for which one we think is the worst, and if we've got two, they will then go to the followers vote on Instagram, and we'll whittle it down to the end of the season where we find the absolute worst one out there. So these have been sent in. So this one I find particularly bad. Hello, Chocolate Queen. And this was said the ick factor for a dark-skinned black woman. Someone said, Hello, Chocolate Queen. It's an open line.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one. Excuse me, you left something behind. What? You forgot to leave me your phone number.
Oof. So underwhelmed right now.
I know.
And then, Dan Baby, gorgeous green eyes. The person that he was talking to had dark brown eyes.
Sorry.
God's sake.
We have one Hello Chocolate Queen, two, you forgot to leave me your number, and three, the green eyes for somebody with brown eyes. So we're going to quickly write down ours, and then we'll show you. And then Saskia, if you let us know. That one, I think, for me.
Do I need to write it down?
It's up to you. You can say it. It's just so that...
Okay.
Right. Is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Right. Reveal your answers in 3, 2, 1.
Chocolate Queen.
We've all got the same.
For God's sake.
It's so inappropriate.
I have actually been the recipient of chocolate button.
What?
I don't think I've had Chocolate Queen, but definitely I've had a chocolate themed. Yes,
oh dear.
I've definitely had that. And I've had that in person as well. It's particularly horrible coming from white guys. Yes. So that is hands down. I mean, the other two were bad. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But
we do have to pick a second though.
We have to pick a second. So, okay.
Yeah. Saskia, we'll let you pick which was the second worst out of that we can put to the Instagram vote.
That's really tough, actually, because the green eyes one is just like, oh, God's sake, like, sort your life out.
Message.
But the leave, you've left something behind is just juvenile, though.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
I can't get over that. That is just, if I was on a date with that person, I'd be like, get me out of here now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with you've left something behind.
Yeah, that is totally fine, and we will be putting that to the followers' vote, so they choose which is the worst, and that goes on to the next round, which goes against episode one, and then we'll just have a little table that goes on. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
And then...
Well, I expect to see Chocolate Queen as the worst one.
Final thoughts.
This segment is called Final Thoughts, where we've reached the end of the episode and we take a look back at what we've learned, what we're going to take away, or what we just found a little bit funny. We have got to that part of the show where we each give one thing that we've learned, that we'll take away, that's made us laugh from the podcast. So... Jane, we'll let you go first.
To be honest, I just think it's very interesting how a picture can obviously tell a thousand words. So things like when you mentioned like my alpaca picture and there's someone in the background, I had never even noticed that because I was so drawn to me kissing the alpaca.
Oh.
But now I can't unsee it. So it's just so interesting for people to go through each of their pictures already and just see if there's anything in the background that's distracting, or even like the lighting that you mentioned before on Phil's dark picture.
It would have been a 3 out of 3 if that lighting would have been all right.
don't start.
Yeah.
So yeah, that I find that very, like, very useful tips. Really, really enjoyed like hearing that kind of insight knowledge.
And Saskia, what would your final thought be?
Fake abs all the way, Phil. No, I mean, that really made me laugh. I can't get my head around that. But I think have fun with it. And thinking about how people are going to respond to your photos, like how do you want them to respond? And if you can make them laugh or make them feel happy, like the alpaca photo, you look at that alpaca photo and you're like, oh my God, everything is right in the world. I want to hang out. I want to hang out with that person because she like just looks like she has the best time. Like it makes your heart like sing. So yeah, if you can create photos that make people feel good or connect, want to reach out and give them something to write to you about, a book, a podcast, they're recording, but mind the lighting. Yes. Yes.
And Phil, your final thought?
Mine would be 2-1.
I'm joking.
Mine is like all the interesting stuff that came out of it, like how a book or something can change the whole entirety of the photo. And too many people are probably just concentrating thinking, how can I get 6 photos up there quickly just of me, whereas the way that you described it, you can draw people in just with something simple. And it's like Jane with her book on the one that she won on because of my bad lighting. It's a drawing factor, isn't it? And yeah. I'm definitely going to take that away and swap all my photos.
Brilliant. I look forward to seeing the new ones.
And so Saskia, if our listeners want to find out more about you and Hey Saturday, where can they find you? If you've got like an Instagram handle or website, what's the best way?
Well, our website is www.heysaturday.co, and our Instagram is heysaturday.co, and our Twitter is heysaturday.co.
So we're
heysaturday.co. And actually, we can do a 10% discount for any of our cities in the UK or US if you want to book a shoot and you're listening. Just email me at heysaturday.co. Sorry, not Hey Saskia. Hey Saturday.
We'll put it all in the show notes as well. Yeah.
You can drop me an email and say, I listen to the show. Can I have a 10% discount? And I'll send you a discount code. And
that is amazing. Thank you.
Perfect.
And yeah, thank you everyone for listening yet again. And I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. And yeah, one last see you later, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you for having me.
Bye. Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Bumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.